The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
First, the pandemic and numbers. Last night, our total statewide number of cases went up to 1,836, which is an increase of 34 cases since yesterday. Of those new cases reported, two of them were out of Twin Falls County, bringing Twin's total case count to 124. One was in Blaine County, bringing their case count to 478. Elsewhere around southern Idaho, Cache County remains at 12 cases. Jerome County is reporting 36 cases. Lincoln County is up one, now reporting 21. Gooding is up one with 8 cases, and Minidoka County remains at 7. Statewide, counties with evidence of community spread include Blaine, Twin Falls, Jerome, Ada, Canyon, and Kootenai. There have so far been 54 COVID-19-related deaths in the state. 166 COVID-positive patients have been hospitalized. Of those 166, 63 of them have required admissions to the ICU. Governor Brad Little rolled out plans to reopen the state of Idaho in 4 stages over the next 2 months yesterday. In the first stage, which is set to get underway on May 1st, vulnerable Idahoans should continue to self-quarantine. Gatherings both of public and private in nature should continue to be avoided. Non-essential travel should continue to be minimized. Employers should continue encouraging telework whenever possible. Visits to senior living facilities, jails, and correctional facilities remain prohibited. And bars, nightclubs, restaurants with dining rooms, indoor gyms and recreational facilities, hair salons, and large venues will remain closed. Daycares, organized youth activities, and camps and places of worship may reopen if they adhere to strict physical distancing and sanitation protocols. Stage 2 will come about on May 16th and will allow for restaurant dining rooms, indoor gyms, recreational facilities, and hair salons to open if they're able to meet business protocols. If there is no significant increase in cases and all criteria is met, Idaho should be completely reopened by June 26th. Here's hoping. If you're still waiting for your stimulus tax relief payment, you can check the status of it online at irs.gov/coronavirus. I also have that linked under the Brock of the Morning links at hot100now.com. Parents with children entering kindergarten in the Twin Falls School District this fall will need to submit their children's paperwork and enrollment online this year. You can do so by visiting tfsd.org or by clicking the link under the Brock in the Morning links at hot100now.com. All parents in the Twin Falls District who have children who are not currently enrolled in school but will be at least 5 years of age by September 1st should submit this information. As of this morning, there are no Southern Idaho school districts attempting to reopen before the end of the school year. If that changes, we'll let you know. But as far as right now, everybody remains closed for the school year. And it's almost time for our Madness in March giveaway with Redder Showcase. Obviously, this event was originally planned for the end of March, and all qualifiers were going to meet up with us at Redder's and play some fun games to determine who wins the prizes. But for obvious reasons, that had to be postponed. And so instead, we're doing it on Facebook Live tomorrow. Up for grabs this year is a $2,700 Serta king-size mattress and a beautiful stainless steel French door refrigerator valued at over $4,000. I have one more bonus chance for you to get qualified coming up this afternoon on our Facebook page. About 4:20 is when I'm going to pick my final 5 qualifiers from all of those who have liked, commented, and shared that post that I made on Monday. So if you haven't done that yet, go do that now. I'll post that list of qualifiers on the Facebook page as well following the on-air announcement. Qualifiers need not be present to win this year, but you're encouraged to participate in the fun on Facebook Live. And again, that's happening on Saturday on the Hot 100 FM Facebook page. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, please let me know. You can send that info to the Hot 100 FM Facebook page or email me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.